Two things before we get started, and then two things I'll explain to you. So here's a question, don't lie to me. How many of y'all read something about the gospel today, by show of hands? Okay, it's about 50-50. All right. And I cannot stress, it's about 50-50 in here, so I cannot stress how important the red words are. You can read whatever you want. You can make whatever sacrifice you want. You can pray whatever prayers you want. But if you do not know Jesus the Christ, not just as your Savior, but making you into a Savior, you've missed the point. By show of hands, how many listen to the message from Sunday again between now and then? It's about 40, 60. That message Sunday. Hold on. Don't tell me. Don't say too many oohs and ahs right now if you ain't listen to it. You ain't listen to it again, you don't get to say ooh and ah right now. I'm sorry. Everything that we do is obsolete. Every meeting that we have, every prayer that we pray, every time we come to church, every time we lift our hands, every offering we give, every fast that we do, we go to ministry school and all these different things. All of those things are obsolete unless we die to our concept of life. Unless we decide to change the way that we do things, all of this is in vain. Okay, and I really want to get us to that point. Apostle really wants to get us to that point of maturity. The Bible talks about a perfect man. Jesus talked about perfection a lot. That does not mean flawless. That means mature. That means growing up into who he called us to be. Ephesians 4 talks about it better than I've ever heard anything. Paul said that we may grow up into him, not just grow up, but grow up into him in all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
Now, all things means everything. That means there's nothing left out. That means everything about you is him.
Amen.
Now, that's not where we are. We have some work to do. I'm not the one to sit down and to think that everything's okay because everything seems to be okay. I'm not the one to sit down and think, oh, I'm good because I pray Romans 10, 9, and 10, and I confess with my mouth and I'm a good Christian. You know, the Bible talks about that. He said, you're going to say, you cast out demons in my name. And you're going to say, you did this, and you did this. He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I don't know how that makes you feel, but it made me feel nervous. For a quick minute, it made me check myself. Because, you know, I cast out some demons before. And I done some things in the Lord's name. I call myself a reverend. You mean tell me there's a possibility you're going to tell me, depart from me, I never knew you? How does God, the all-knowing God, not know me?
All right.
Or is he saying that I don't know myself? So the next two things is if you don't spend time knowing Jesus, there will be no progress.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
That's a simple word. If you don't spend time in these red words, there are a couple sets of red words. The red words in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but then there's some in Revelation. Revelations are corrective because they didn't catch the ones that were before. If you go read the ones of Revelations, he's correcting the church because you did not do the things that I told you to do from before. Listen to me well. And so if we don't know Jesus, and then if we don't, you know, I think God put you here for a reason. I think God planted you here in this ministry for a reason. And if we do not rehearse what our leader or what our teacher is telling us, then we're wasting his time. My father is, this message is not about that, but I want to speak on this for a minute. And I wasn't going to speak on it, but, you know, the Holy Spirit do what he want to do. He is 73 years young. And God has been good. And he's getting better and better. But I don't want to waste his time. I don't want to waste God's time. You know, God put you on here on the earth for a certain amount of time. Clock is ticking right now. And it's for a purpose. A lot of the purposes that the society has given us is not there. And you have to recalibrate. There's a lot that we have to change. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I was going to take one whether you gave it to me anyway. And so I ask those questions because I want to know what I'm dealing with to see how much progress I can really make tonight. Because I'm having a meeting with our band afterwards, and rehearsal is one thing, practice is another.
Yeah, that's right.
And see, you're supposed to practice at the house. You're not supposed to practice when you come to church. So lifting hands should not be foreign to you when you come to the sanctuary, because your hands should have been lifted all week long. Are y'all listening to me? Prayer should not be as exaggerated for you when you come here, because it should be a commonplace thing. It should be a part of who you are, not what you do. Are y'all listening to me? So when we come here, we should come here with the concept that I have something already.
Yes, sir.
And whoever's ministering to me is furthering my knowledge of what I have.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
The church, I teach a class called Church Unusual, and the church has been used as an hospital more than a deployment center.
Amen.
You come to get fixed. You come with needs. You come with wants. Bless me, club. But you are already blessed. Say, I am blessed.
Blessed.
Say it again. Say, I am
blessed.
Blessed. One more time. Say,
I am
already blessed.
Blessed.
Apostle read a scripture Sunday. He said, in the beginning, God created man, created he him. You're talking about male and female. Then he said, he said, he made him dust and everything. Then he says, and he blessed him. Now, it's funny. It's funny that he blessed him before he gave instructions. You got to slow down and read the scripture. Sometimes we look for something deep and it's sitting on the surface, but we so deep we can't see the surface. Right? He said he blessed him. He blessed him before he told him to go do anything. Blessed means empowered. That means you were empowered from the beginning before you did any deed. Before you prayed a tongue, before you gave a worship, before you prayed a prayer, you were empowered. Say, I am
empowered.
So this shows how God thinks of you. He doesn't think on you based on your actions.
Yeah.
God thinks of you based on who he is in you.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You were blessed before you were instructed.
That's right.
Amen.
That's true.
We learned another way, didn't we?
Yep.
Get good, God gonna let you serve him. God gonna use you once you get better. Backwards, driving your car backwards all the way home. See how long it take you to get there. See how many people you might hurt along the way. Just tell me when you finish, because I'm not leaving until you get off the road. Backwards. This is a message from everybody from the right to the back, the front to the back. All the ministers and everybody that think they know Jesus already. We'll do some reading. John chapter 14 and on through John chapter 14, on through 17, it's one of the rare times that I saw that it was strictly red words. Like it was no talking. It wasn't talking about no miracles. It wasn't talking about no signs and wonders. It wasn't a lot of conversation with other people. A few questions were asked, but for most part, it was just blood all the way through there. And Jesus is saying, it's almost like he's giving his final commencement. Like all of this that we've been doing and all of this, the time that you've been with me, let me explain to you. He even says it in one part. He starts to tell them about the parable of the sower. And they say, well, we don't understand. He said, okay, look, I'm going to stop talking to y'all in parables because clearly you're not getting it. Clearly you're thinking something else. And because of what else you're thinking for you, you don't even see who you are in me.
Come on.
The number one deception is for you to want something else other than yourself. Come on, Lord.
Come on.
The number one deception is if I can get you to think that you ain't got it, I can get you to run in circles for the rest of your life. You'll live and die running in circles.
Amen.
If I can get you, if I can convince you that you don't have the Spirit of God on the inside of you and that you need to go get it from somewhere,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I can. It's Pinocchio. I got you on a string. Listen to what I'm telling you. This is what happened to us in the beginning. In the beginning, God blessed man before he gave him instructions. Before he told man not to eat off of any kind of tree, he blessed him. He empowered him to make the proper decisions. He empowered him to be like him. Are you understanding? You can go read Genesis. I ain't got time. Empowered. But somewhere along the line, the serpent or the system comes and begin to have conversations with me. The root word of conversation is converse. Converse means to change. That means whatever you're hearing is trying to change you.
Come on.
Faith comes by hearing. It didn't say good faith or bad faith. It just said
faith.
So now here comes a serpent in the system telling you, yeah. He holding something back from you. He don't want you to know this over there. They got some stuff over here that you this is really what you need over here. And because of the conversation, and we keep entertaining the conversation, right? Then we begin to partake of a tree that's not me. We begin to look for some knowledge that we already are.
Come on.
If I can deceive you, if I can make you take your prayers and put them on what I think you need to want. Right. Oh, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides you into all
truth.
Just a little reading. So here's Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." In other words, I know you believe in God, but do you believe in me? So don't be troubled. If you believe in God, yeah, you can believe in me too. Okay. He's saying something right there. He's saying something. I'm going to read through it kind of fast so I can get some places. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This is not a funeral chapter. We read this at funerals to comfort people, because most of the time when people come to funerals, they don't understand what's going on anyway. We still don't understand what's going on a lot of the times. We say heaven a better place, but we crying about it. "And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." So Jesus saying, where I'm going, you know. And the way you know the way. Like you know it already. Say, I know it already. Yeah. Thomas, there we go. This is us. Thomas. Telling him, "Lord, know we not whither thou goest." Now he's already explaining to them all the stuff that's supposed to happen to him too. He's been talking to him the whole time. But if you're thinking about, listen to me, okay? If you're thinking about your concept of things or what you want to happen, you'll never realize what's happening through you.
Wow.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. If you have a preconceived concept and you're not willing to change, then even if I do reveal something to you, you'll read it, look at it, say amen, and still do what you do. Is that not the truth in the church? Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Is that not what, is anybody guilty of that in here? Come on, by the show of hand, everybody should raise their hands. Come on, everybody put your hands up so you don't have to lie to me in the house of God tonight. See the revelation, bow, need to change. I won't do it like this.
Yeah.
Clear. Clear plain. This is, look, this is who you are. But I don't know about myself. See, dying is committing to change your concepts. And the quickest way to kill something is to suffocate it. I ain't got no gun right now. I ain't got no knife or nothing. But the quickest way I kill you right now is to suffocate you. To choke the breath out of you.
Yes.
With these hands right now is the quickest way I can do it. If I want to do it immediately. Anything that you don't want living in your life has to be suffocated. It has to be, that's the word, what I'm looking for. It has to be suffocated. You don't feed it. Starved. We're letting too many concepts that are not in Christ live in us. And we ask him to bless us in the midst of it. We're letting too many ways live in us and be in us, but then we want God to deliver us when you've already been delivered.
Come on now.
And these things that we don't want to starve, we let them live there, and we let these concepts live there because they've been there for so long. And we become friends. And we just are comfortable with each other. But it's not to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, yeah, that's called him. I'm saying, Lord, we know that we're not a go. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way. Uh-huh. We like that one, don't we? Yeah. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now he's saying, I am literally the way in the flesh. I'm literally the truth in the flesh. I'm literally the life in the flesh. So no man comes to know the Father or be one with the Father, because if you call him a father and you claim yourself to be a son, that makes you one.
Amen.
But by me. So in other words, you can't do it no other way but the way that I do it.
That's right.
It's not the pathway to glory. We dumb it down. We've deferred so many things. We deferred so much. Why is a funeral chair? We deferred so much stuff. We've deferred so many things to heaven that we can't live heaven on earth. All right? Yes, Jesus is coming back. Say it, Jesus is coming back. I know, come on. Yes, but he ain't here now. Not like you think. But he here.
Amen.
We can't do nothing about that. No man know the day nor the time. Ain't that the truth? So what we worry about it for? What about right now? Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Somebody say amen. Right now. Right now. Everybody say right now. Right now. Yeah. Right now. Right now. What? Change now.
Change now.
It's up in your face when I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. All right. If you know me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Here we go again. Find yourself. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. It suffices us. This is what we do on the regular. Lord, show me your will. Anybody ever prayed that prayer before?
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't saying it's a bad prayer. Come on. But then he's going to say, look at yourself. Show me your will, Lord. Look at yourself.
Amen.
Lord, show me your way. Look at yourself. Now, you don't believe that about yourself because maybe we've had some mistakes over the years. We've had some shortcomings over the years. We've had some things that we maybe, quote unquote, have fallen short about over the years. And all those things were trying to strike our confidence.
Amen.
We're trying to strike our truth about ourselves. Forget all that.
Amen.
He who is in Christ is a
new creature.
Answer me right now. He who is in Christ is a
new creature.
That's new. That means not an old creature, right?
Right.
And old things are what? Pass away and behold, all things
become
new. That all things include those old things because they die and resurrect.
Yes, sir.
You learn the lesson.
Yes.
But don't let the enemy hold it against you.
Right.
You've been great from the beginning, God.
Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Show us the Father. Show us the Father. Show us your face. Show us your glory. He just said a couple of scriptures up, you seen me. I ain't got nothing else to show you. Now Jesus, he said, how much more you want to see? How long am I going to be with you? What else is it that you, what are the scriptures that you need? You didn't need the one I put on your plate. Didn't study that one. Didn't keep that one. I need a new word. I don't need another one. Give me another revelation. Did you eat that one? I mean, we couldn't get dessert till we finished eating our food. I mean, my sister used to, it's so funny. My sister used to, it's three boys and a girl, so you can imagine how that household was. You can imagine how dinner was. And we was hungry. Well, I know me and Leroy Jr. was hungry. And she would, my sister would, we'd have, you know, biscuits or rolls or whatever it was. And she'd have a roll on her plate. Everybody got one. She'd have a roll on her plate already and go and get another one just so she'd have one just in case we ate all the rest of them. And then we just had to wait till she finished, because she wasn't going to eat both of them, no way. We just had to wait till she finished to catch them scraps. Looking for another roll. But that one on your plate. That one on your plate probably is enough. Not problem. Stop. Fix my mind. Fix my mind, Lord. That one on your plate is enough.
Amen.
Did you eat it, though? Verse 9, Jesus says, Have I been with you so long? I've been with you a long time. With you, and yet you have not known me, Philip. You ain't know nothing I was saying. You was with me those 3 years and saw all that stuff and heard all these messages and talking about you was with me and you still don't know. He that has seen me has seen the Father. So how sayest thou, show us the Father? How are you fixing your mouth to say, show me something else? Mm-hmm. How do we fix ourselves to say, Lord, give us another way?
Mm-hmm. Come on, sir.
And I've showed you the Father.
Come on, sir.
It's all up in red up in there. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? So obviously it's something you don't believe. Somewhere you're not believing something. He's asking him, say, something you obviously you don't believe. Obviously you're saying you believe, but you don't believe. You're telling me all the good things, you're asking all the right questions, but you don't really believe. Yeah. The words that I speak unto you, they are not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. We're gonna do some reading. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Glory to God.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also.
Glory.
And greater. What? Is that right?
Yes,
isn't y'all Bible too?
Yes, sir.
He says, so you're going to do the same works, but then you're going to, and greater works. Then these, they're the same ones. Then the same ones that we did, the same ones that you saw already. He said, greater works than these shall you do. Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do.
Glory.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now he's talking, not just talking about him as a son, he's talking about you as a son. Say, I'm a son. Come on, say it. Say, I am a son. Come on, say it again. Say, I am a son. The Bible is very male-centric because it was written by a bunch of males, and it's just, at that time, it was misogynistic. So don't go, just, ladies, don't feel bad. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. Come on, it's all the same. We one with the God. Say, I am one with God. I want to get over that, too. He ain't said to me. No, it's you two. Us two. Just, we're going, yeah. That's another message. And whatsoever you should ask in my name, name means character. It's not in Jesus' name like we do it. Like hocus pocus. Alakazam. Right, like we finished the prayers. Alakazam. I know it don't feel good, but just go ahead with it. In the name of Jesus. And we open our eyes and see if it happened. Y'all be honest with me. Y'all know how it goes. I've been around a long time. I done prayed a lot of in Jesus' names. I done prayed a lot of in Jesus' name and nothing happened.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. I'm by myself? No, I'm not by myself. Come on. Own it. Own it. Own it. Own it. Come on. Own it. Come on. Own it real quick. Own it real quick. Come on. Own it. Own it. So we knew it just wasn't that. It must be something deeper. So, because the name means the character. So if you ask anything in my character, not in your character, not in the character that somebody projected on you, not in the character that mama them or somebody else taught you that wasn't in the name of Jesus, but in the character that I am.
Uh-huh.
But you can't ask nothing in the character if you don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't ask anything in the name if you don't know the name.
That's right.
If you don't know the character of Jesus, which is also the character of the Father. The character of Jesus is the Father in the flesh. We don't know the character. My prayers are in vain.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I may be asking in some other character.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason they fail. Maybe the reason we don't see as much as we should. Because we're asking in another character. You know, there's a lot of things you can pray for and ask for that ain't the will of God. And it could look, you can, you know, you can want a lot of things. That's not his intention either. And you'll get them. You'll get them. And then you're going to pray for them in 2 years to get rid of them. The promise of God, man. Listen. I want to give me this. No, you don't need a king. You don't need a king. You don't need a king. Just let me keep leading you by my voice. No. Well, I want a king. But you don't need a king. The king is not going to do no more for you. The king is going to slow you down. You don't need a king. Just let me keep talking to you by my voice, because I'm showing you who you are. The king is going to cause separation between you and me, and it's going to take a long time to get past that. You don't really need, we want a king though. I want a king. Here, take your king. That's God. Take your king. Here. You want a king so bad. Now you need a deliverer. Listen. Say, I gotta find myself. Say, I gotta find myself. Listen. Don't get in your feelings about anything, okay? I'm gonna talk to you for a minute. Don't get in your feelings. Don't get your feelings hurt. All right, Jesus is gonna talk to you. He's gonna hurt your feelings a little bit, cause he's gonna shake up your religion, your revelation, your rituals, your right, all that. All right, it's automatic that he's gonna do it. Because there's something else that he's trying to get out of you. Mm-hmm. He's trying to show you that you're more than what you're being. Yes. Amen. Everything that you want is in him already. Yes. But it's on the other side. Take no thought for tomorrow, what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, all this stuff you're going to wear and all this stuff like that. Don't ask for all that stuff. Just seek first the kingdom. Yeah. And where's the kingdom? In me. Seek first the kingdom of God. God's way is you.
Mm-hmm. Come on, John.
And it's righteous in all these that you were trying to worry about on the front side, right. It's going to be added to you. Really, they're coming from you.
Yeah, that's right.
My yoke is easy when we turn it around, when we flip around our perspective. When we flip our perspective, it becomes easy. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Anything you ask in my name, it'll get done. And he's going to do it through you. If you love me, keep my commandments, I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter. Okay, so if it's another comforter, that means you must be a comforter too. Hold on, come on. Another means what? What? Additional. It's like a right? You can't have another without one already, right? So, all right, this is my first time seeing this, so we're about to go for it. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you, which means I was here to be a comforter too.
All right.
Give you another comforter, that he may abide with you in forever, because Jesus is talking, he said, I'm about to get out of here. I don't know if y'all understand. Jesus said, listen, I've been with you this long. Obviously, you ain't see what I was talking about. I got to go. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. So I'm going to pray the Father that he will give you another comforter. Now I'm going to show you this comforter in a second. Because he don't look. Okay. Even verse 17, even the Spirit of truth. Remember, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? The truth is a person, right? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Yeah. I look up the word seeth, right? Because y'all ain't never seen the Holy Ghost.
No.
Right? So they ain't talking about that seeing with your eyes right here, right? So I hit the word seeth, you got the Greek meaning, because the New Testament written in Greek. I look at it, and seeth means to perceive.
Yeah.
To perceive something. There's something else in there. And I perceive something that I may not be seeing with my eyes, but I perceive it because I believe it.
Amen.
So the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not perceive him.
Yes,
so if I can't perceive him, I can't know it. Know means to understand. To believe. Neither can know, but you know him.
Thank you, Father.
Why you know him? What's the next line? Well, he dwelleth with you. So Ben, you're not let me give you some understanding real quick. You ever talked to a baby before? Have you ever talked to a baby before? Talking to a baby is a little different than talking to a grown person, ain't it? You're looking so crazy. Somebody looking outside. Look at you making all little faces and everything. But you're communicating with the baby. And there's a certain way to communicate with the baby, right? Even if it's not a little bitty baby, sometimes when it's a child, there's a certain way to communicate with a child. Right, there's certain things that we don't tell our children until they're able to understand. True or not true? There are certain things about life that we don't have that conversation because the conversation ain't for right now. If your conversation comes too early, you may abuse the conversation, right? Or you may try to function in something that you don't understand, right? So the conversation is a little different until you can grow up and understand. There's some things I was like, oh, that's what that meant. Oh, that's what they were talking about. Oh, I'm talking about stuff, I'm talking about yesterday. You know, just. Oh. Because you grew up, I know I ain't by myself up here. So when you have to talk to children that are not grown or mature, sometimes you have to say things in a certain way, even though I mean something else. Even though there's a little bit more reality, but because you can't conceive and understand that right now, I have to talk to you in a way that you understand. So even the spirit of truth, who in the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He dwelleth with you. Did he say when? Did he say he's going to dwell with you? Dwell with you. And shall be
in you.
Thank you, Father.
Now, something can be in you, right? But you won't know it unless somebody let you know it. I had this is a bad thing, but I'm just going. I moved to my house a couple years ago, and I moved in. It probably wasn't right when I moved in, but just a little while after moving, I had a little mouse problem. The problem was a little worse than what I thought it was. Right? I'm an Animal Planet buff, so I'm like, oh, look at the little mouse. I just let the little, oh, look at the little man. Let the little man live. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fievel. Go ahead. Let the little man live. Right? And so, you know, well, at first I didn't know he was living with me. I had a roommate. I didn't know he should have been paying some of them gas to get some groceries and all that. If I'd have known, put him to work. But I didn't know he was in my house. He was there the whole time, but I didn't know he was there. And then the reality of the story is, they was in there. Troy, remember Troy? Yeah, they was in there. They had some. I was supporting the whole family. And I ain't talking about the 2019 family. They got one or two kids in the family. I'm talking about y'all know family. They got 14, 15 brothers and sisters. Some uncle staying over and all that. It wasn't until the mouse revealed himself. He come running across the room or just. Did I know that there was something else in there? Of course, you know you don't want to live with the rat, so I had to extract. Oh, I got them all. Every single one of them. Because, you know, we ain't in nothing but a field. I stay right over there. We ain't nothing but a field. We staying in the field. It was theirs before we got here. But I didn't know it was in there. So because I couldn't correlate, I couldn't relate, I couldn't do anything because I didn't know that something was in there already. So you telling me that something could be in there? Surely the Lord is in this place. Jason, they climbed up down the ladder. He done had a dream. They coming up down that ladder. He woke up and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Then he turned his pillow into a pillow. They say he laid on the rock, then he made the rock the foundation of the little altar he built. And I said, well, I was reading my class. I said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know. Come on, put your hands on yourself. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I know it. Every time that you're fearful, surely the Lord is in this place. Right now, I don't know it. Every time I'm confused or overly concerned or anxious, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. Every time I have fear of failure, somebody gives me a bad report and I begin to worry or doubt about that. See, you're really not doubting the situation. You're really doubting yourself. Surely. The Lord is in this place. When somebody does something to you and it hurts you for a long time and it's hard to shake the pain, surely.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know it.
Yes, Lord.
I would hate for you to be struggling financially when you got $1 million in your bank account. Surely.
Surely.
The money was in this place. I ain't know it. I get to act a little different when I know it. My confidence is a little different when I know it. I stand a little different when I
know it.
Yeah. I talk a little different when I
know it.
Right. You walk in one place, like, well, can I look at the car? Let me see, me run my numbers and see if I can make it. That's one way to walk in. But when you know you got it. Hey, show me this one. Pull that out.
Yeah.
Pull that one out. Wash it up for me.
Yeah.
But it's only when I...
No.
Yeah.
And then if I jump up a couple of scriptures, I can't. But if I jump up a couple of scriptures, he said that you know him already.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that you know, you don't know.
Right.
So he can be dwelling with me, the Holy Spirit in me and dwelling with me. But if I don't know, it don't do me no good.
Right.
My confidence will still be on the level of a man that don't have it. My confidence, my speaking, my ability, my functioning, my demands, my commands will be on the level of somebody that's trying to get something done when it's already. Because surely the Lord is in this place. I will not leave you confidence. Verse 18, I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, so it can't perceive me no more. In other words, my physical self won't be here, so they won't be able to read what it is through me. Listen to what he's saying. He said, a little while, and they're not going to see me no more. But you'll see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Come on, you got to understand what he's saying. You got to spend some time with this to understand what he's saying. Because I live, ye shall live also. Because you see me, and if you see me, you've seen who? Which is who you one with.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Commandments. He does love me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Judas said unto him, not a scary. See, we keep asking questions. Do you find yourself in the scripture? The Bible's a story about you. You find yourself. You keep asking these questions. You either Thomas, Philip, or Judas right now. Not Judas the betrayer, but this other Judas. There are two of them with him, Lord. How is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? You said, if you love me, if a man love me, he keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our abode with him. We will come in and make our living.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
He that loved me not, keeping not my sayings. How many of y'all read the Gospels today? Stop. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you, being yet present with you. I'm saying this to you because I'm here with you. But the Comforter.
Thank you, Father.
But the Comforter.
Yeah.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The ghost is just like the word spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Right? If we talk about ghosts, y'all, you know, it's October 31st, you know, they got all, my neighborhood, they got all kind of stuff in their yards, right? Ghosts, because we're used to hearing the Holy Ghost. We don't, Ghost is the spirit. The Holy. The spirit, the word spirit means, it's like the word inspire. It's breathing too. Look, I ain't write this. This is Greek. This is what they were saying. I ain't making it up. I'm not making nothing up. This is what it is. We just don't read deep enough into it. There's a holy breath. In the beginning, God made man from the dust of the earth, then he breathed. He said, no, he ain't, no. God breathed in the air. And said, man, go get it. Go catch your breath. Literally. He didn't do that, did he? He didn't breathe somewhere else and said, now get up, do the good work, and then you're going to have me in you. Didn't say that one, did he? He didn't say that, okay? No, he breathed. Because man couldn't become a living soul until the breath came.
That's right.
Until the spirit came, until the inspiration came.
Hallelujah.
The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my character, he shall teach you what? How many things he gonna teach you? Teach you all things. He gonna teach us all things, right? So, watch. Teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. What I said to you, and what I said to you is, you're one with the Father. See, what I've been telling you is that you're one with God, and God is one with you. There's no separation. He's gonna teach you all things about you. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. See. We think we don't have enough education about other things, and I'm not saying don't get no education, but you can go get a degree about something else and still not be nothing.
That's right. See that?
Because you don't know how to put it into place. See, the problem with tree of knowledge of good and evil is tree of life. Watch this. Tree of knowledge, I would never say something like, and maybe people talk third person, but you would never say your name. Say your name real quick. Right, you would never say Brad. Brad do it like this, so I'm going to do it like Brad. Like, you wouldn't say that. Right? You would say, I am Brad.
Right.
Right? So because I am Brad, I do Brad. I do who I am, because I am Brad. So because I am Brad, I don't have to, well, Brad would do it like this. Like, it would be crazy you got up here and say, well, Brad would do it like this. I'm going to do it like Brad. Same thing for you. Think about yourself for a second. You wouldn't just, Montreal would do it like this, so I'm going to go do it. No, I'm Montreal, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it like I do it. You understand me? That's the difference between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. See, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a bunch of ways, a bunch of ways, a bunch of ways, a bunch of things, a bunch of things, and you know about life. The tree of life is. So if I partake from the tree of life, I'm just being. Knowledge of good and evil, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's good or evil, because who I be, it'll filter out like it's supposed to. But knowledge of something don't mean you something. Once again, how many things you know that you don't do? Paul started talking about it. He's talking on our behalf. He said, the things that I shouldn't do, I know I ain't supposed to do them. I'm over here doing them. And the things that I know that I should be doing, I just don't do those. I don't be reading the Gospels. I don't read the red words. He's an old wretched man. And Michael, that's what wretchedness looks like. What he's talking about? Oh, thank God through Jesus Christ that I don't have to be going through that circle and through that cycle playing ping pong in my life. A blessing come, blessing go. Boom, they hit back a curse across the table. Now you're trying to hurl them and swing it back. Ping pong. That's not what life is meant to be. If I am the blessing, say I am the blessing.
I am the blessing.
Come on, say I am blessed.
I am blessed.
If I am blessed,
I am blessed.
And I am the blessing,
I am the
then a curse can't exist in me.
Yeah.
It can't exist in me, with me, see me from a distance, but come a little closer. You usually say cross that line. Step across that line right there. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because the world be trying to give a peace. Huh? Yeah. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I ain't getting nowhere to where I want to get to. So I'm going to jump. Well, verse 30, he said, hereafter I will not talk much with you. I bet that made him nervous. I ain't saying nothing to y'all no more. I mean, it really ain't nothing else to say. If you heard what I said. Because the prince of the world coming, and he had nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gave me commandment, even so do I do. Arise, let us go hence. So let's get up. Come on, let's get up from here. Verse 15, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Because that means if you're in him, you should be bearing fruit. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that he may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. So your whole livelihood has to be in me. If not, there will be no fruit. Or there will be fruit, but it ain't the one that you're supposed to have. I'm the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in them, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me, Jesus. Can do
nothing.
That means everything you do outside of him is. Is a man not abiding in me, is cast forth as a branch and withered, and men gather them up, cast them into the fire, and they'll burn. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Let me skip down a little bit. Do some reading. I don't want to read because I don't want to be biblically selective. Trying to preach a message and picking the hot points. That's what a lot of church is, picking the hot points in the word that matches what you're saying. We don't have any context. Right. Slow down, take a little time. Verse 26 or verse 25, but this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. Remember, now truth is a person. So it means the Spirit of me.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is really saying. See, he had to talk to them in a certain way because they talked in a certain way. So because we believed in exchange, he had to talk about exchange. Here to talk about sending you something when it's something that you already had. But because we built on exchange, we're built on, you know, go and get things. Sometimes we can't conceive that we got something already and that what he's telling us is teaching us more about what we have. All right, listen. But when the Comforter comes, who I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of. Wait, so you telling me that even when you talk about Holy Spirit, show me something, he's going to show you Jesus was showing you again?
Yeah.
This is scripture. You mean tell me the Holy Spirit is going to show, he's going to testify of Jesus,
yeah.
Which is, he said, you and me and I'm in you and we in the Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that the Holy Spirit is going to testify to me about my oneness with the Father?
Yeah.
Like, this is what he going to tell me? Holy Spirit, lead me. And he said, look up, look at yourself. Show me the way. He said, you the way. If you don't believe you're the way, you'll always be trying to find your way. And the system going to give you a way. Give you a way and give you a way. True or not true?
True
or not true? Answer me, true or not true?
Yeah.
So the testimony the Holy Spirit is giving is of Jesus, the Christ. Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Verse 27 tripped me out. He said, and you shall also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Now you can, if you want to dumb it down, you can say the beginning of the 3 years that he walked with him. But he wasn't talking about that. Jesus told him, he said, y'all of y'all father the devil. He said, don't be talking about Abraham, y'all father, because y'all of y'all father the devil. And you describe the devil as things that savor the things that be of men and not of God. So let's not be devil. Right? But he says, before Moses was, I am. He said, I was at the beginning when y'all got made. When the dust, yeah, I was in on that. And you was with me from the beginning. Where you think you came from? Ain't nobody else made you. Ain't nobody else sent you. You was with me from the beginning. And you shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. You've been with me. The Holy Spirit is going to testify of me because you've been with me. There are those of you that won't believe. Jesus will make statements like that. John 6:63 says, the spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are the life that you are. He said, but there's those of you that don't believe. John 5:39 says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. He said, and they are they which testify of me. So I mean, don't, you can search them, but they testify of me, just like the Holy Spirit testify of me. He said, but you won't come to me that you have eternal life. I don't need to know, because I'm not going to be at your house. I'm not going to be with you. That's going to be between you and the Lord. But there are those of us in here that's not going to believe. Those watching online, they're not going to believe. They're going to go back to us and do the same thing. Do the same stuff. We've been the same thing we've been doing. We don't believe it. We're going to come back to church Sunday too. Lay your hands on me, Lord. Look at your neighbor and tell them, grow up.
Grow up.
Amen. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? I wrote down the other day, Jesus didn't die to be a fence. I used to sing that song. I know it said, Jesus, be your fence. How many of y'all remember? I used to sing that in the choir. Everywhere. I want you to Jesus. I want you to protect. And you had to rock this way, because if it didn't, Lord, I know you can. Yes, Lord. I know you will. Yes, Lord, fight my battles. He ain't fighting your battles. If I just keep still. You keep still, you're going to get hit with an arrow. You better bob. He did not die on the, he did not go all the way to that price so that you didn't have to do anything. Listen to what I'm saying. The price wasn't paid so that you can go get all the things that you want to get, and then he's going to be a fence around it to protect what you want. That's not why. I know that sometimes that's the common message, but that's not why. Because you've been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16, these things have I spoken to you that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth the God's service. If ain't nobody trying to kill you, you ain't doing nothing. If you can go on doing the same thing you're doing every day, and I ain't saying nobody call you and say, I'm going to kill you, but like, if ain't nobody trying to shut you down or make a threat, that means you're not a threat. That means you on their team. Yeah, you on my team. You on my team. High five. You raise your hand to praise the Lord. He said, you on my team. High five. You be like, thank you, Lord. He be like, high five. You on my team. Come to be the buddies tonight. I'm your friend, though. The Bible says faith are the wounds of a friend. Yeah. But the kiss of the enemy is deceit. Jesus said, I don't call you. You're going to say it in a little minute. He said, I don't call you service no more. So we got to graduate from servanthood. He said, I don't call you servants no more. I'm calling you friends. He said, because the servant don't know what the master doing.
Right.
He don't even understand what the master's saying.
Right.
He said, but I call you friends because the friends know all things that I am and everything that I do.
Yeah.
Friends, even if it don't feel good.
Right.
Yep. Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you, I can't skip it. Verse 3, but these things I have told you that when the time shall come, you remember that I told you of them. So I told you. And these things I said unto you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asks whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. He's talking to him, okay? Verse 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I tell you who I am. Remember John 14 and 6, he said, I am the truth. So I tell you me. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. And of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go unto my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Are you meaning to tell me, Jesus, that you're about to leave, but there's some things you didn't say to me about me? Because I couldn't bear them at that moment? Now, this is 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago. So maybe they couldn't bear them, but we ought to be able to bear them. We ought to be able to understand that he is talking about us. Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. Like it's better for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. The word come does not mean really come from another place. It means appear. It means abide. It means stand up. So if I don't leave, you'll never know it's you.
Come on.
Did y'all know that Jesus went to one place and did a bunch of miracles and they tried to keep him there to be their king?
Yeah.
They tried to keep him there. Be our pastor, please. Serve at our synagogue. They tried to keep him. He said, y'all can't keep me. Let me go. I got stuff I got to do. Because they were, we want a king so much. Everybody wants a savior. We have this superstar clause that's in our mind and we don't even know it. The movies have done it. Everything is done. We got this superstar thing. We like the superstar. You got your favorite preacher on TV, all that stuff, right? And we got the superstars, and rarely do the superstars tell us that it's us. Keep looking at me. I got it for you. No, it's you. The truth should be telling you that it's you. I should prophesy to you. But until you could have heard that on your own if you knew.
Yeah.
Isn't that empowerment?
Yeah.
Come on, isn't that empowerment?
Yeah.
What you gonna do if I'm not here?
Come on.
And Jesus, that's why they fretting. They scared because Jesus said, I'm about to go.
Yeah.
But it's expedient that I go because if I go, you'll never know that you got it on the inside of you.
Right.
You're gonna keep me here and try to make me a king and try to keep praising me. Keep lifting me up, and you won't even know that I've been talking about you the whole time. I always wonder why Jesus left out when he was 33.
Right.
It seemed like he should have stayed until he was 153, right?
Right.
And Jesus, he can stay as long as he want, right? Jesus said, I got to get out of here. Because if I don't go, y'all ain't going to know. In business, you kind of cut your losses. A certain time and the money and the way it goes, say, well, I'm gonna cut my losses right here. In other words, I'm not going to stay here for another 10 because I realize I've been here for all these three and I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. And I did it in front of you,
right.
And you still asking me, show us the Father.
Right.
And so now in 2019 is the time for us to know.
Yes,
it is not the time for us to still be looking for another.
Well, okay.
Or looking for something else to come, or looking for another move or a revival. Or another, no, it's not another thing. You the revival that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Stop thinking about your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Stop. Nobody cares. God know.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will testify of who you really are.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We'll receive that.
Amen.
We'll receive that. Say, I receive that.
I receive that.
Amen. Stand on your feet. Father, we thank you that we receive it right now. Receive everything you said on the inside. Sometimes there's there may can be people in the sanctuary, people in the building, there may be people watching online that just they don't have that relationship. The greatest witness, the greatest way to witness is to tell them there's a God inside of you that loves you. And you're one with a Father, but don't miss out on the relationship. You can run, you can hide, you can do all the things you want to do, but you're still connected. This is still your Father. This is still where you come from. And so sometimes people don't have the relationship with the Father. And so there's somebody watching right now, and I'll just pray this prayer. Say, Lord, come on, y'all repeat it and say, Lord, come in and be my Savior. I give my life over to you. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of me not knowing myself. And forgive me of not knowing who you are as my Father. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I submit my ways to your ways. I submit who I am to who you are. I believe that right now we are one. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're in here and you say, a lot of y'all done prayed that prayer for the first time because it's a little different than the normal one. But if you've never prayed the salvation prayer, you're in here, just stop and talk to one of the ushers before you leave and let them know, give them some information. So we can give you something. If you're online right now, you prayed that prayer for the first time, there's a number on the bottom screen. Call somebody that'll be there to welcome you into the family of God. Explain a little bit more about who you are and whose you are. I'm going to give you some information. Make sure you make that call so you can make that connection. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The ushers in the aisle, if you need an offering envelope, lift your hands.